Welcome to Live Vedanta, a podcast about simple living and high thinking. Are you just joining us for Bhagavad Gita 101? You can totally start from the beginning by clicking on the first episode in our show notes. But this week, communicating is an art that requires deep thinking. How do we know when, how, and what to say? In this episode, we learn that a verse from the Bhagavad Gita provides the ultimate checklist for our speech.
Hari Om and greetings from Niagara Falls. Authentic Sanatana Dharma is a most inclusive way of life. The teachers are inclusive, the teachings are inclusive, the taught are inclusive. And specifics about this. We have Kama Shastras. These are scriptures on desire fulfillment. We have Artha Shastras. These are scriptures on desire procurement. We have Dharma Shastras, which are scriptures on desire management. And we have Moksha Shastras, which are scriptures about desire relinquishment. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Which of these four is Srimad Bhagavad Gita? This is a moksha shastra. This is a scripture about relinquishing desires. And the ideal way, the ideal relationship with Srimad Bhagavad Gita is to know every detail of this entire shastra. If you can't know every detail of the shastra, then of at least a chapter. You have 18 chapters. One of them. If that's not possible, then a section of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, like the qualities of a realized person in chapter 2 or the values that are highlighted in chapter 13. If that's not possible, then start to look around for precious verses. And that's what we're doing in our course. In our Meditation in Life course, we recently found out that the beads on a rosary are called money. Money means a jewel, a gem. This is what we're doing in our Thursday study group too, is we're looking at different gems throughout this section, chapter, scripture. We have explored gems on evolving, gems on deciding, and now we're looking for gems on communicating. And the first gem was in chapter 14, verse 17. I had read a lovely quote that said, "A leader is not one who only stands up to speak, but also one who sits down to listen." A leader knows when to speak and when to listen. Those who are tamasic, they're lazy. They tend to have an inferiority complex. And so their default when it comes to communicating is not to. They don't speak. They don't look at people in the eyes. For those who are rajasic, those who are aggressive, their default is to speak. They have a superiority complex. They want everyone to know what they're thinking. And those who are sattvic, those who have calmness within, they are those leaders who know when not to speak and when to speak. And this is portrayed beautifully in Kumbhakarna, who is tamasic. And most of the time, what did he do? Slept. And Ravana, who's rajasic, most of the time, what was he doing? Essentially talking. He never listened to advice. And Vibhishana, who's sattvic, he knew when to listen and he knew when to speak. He told Ravana, what you're doing is wrong. No one else did. So we explored the gunas. Beyond tamas, rajas, and sattva is when one is tuned with their adhyatma. Adhyatma means inner self. In our meditation and life course I shared, those who are in tune with their inner self are actually in tune with every part of creation. All stones, all plants, all animals, all humans. One who is enlightened, ethics don't apply to such a person because I don't have ethics with brushing my teeth. I don't have ethics with putting my socks on. This is one unit. In communicating, one who's gone past sattva, one who knows who they are, there are no rules with communicating. Most of their communication is without speaking. They can just make another person feel what they need to feel. We continue. We are now moving to chapter 17, verse 15. I think a lot of you know this verse. It's fairly popular. Very difficult to practice. Please repeat after me. Anudvegakaram vakyam. Anudvegakaram vakyam. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva. Swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva. Vangmayam tapa ucchate. Vangmayam tapa ucchate. Anudvega karam means not bothering others, vakyam, with your words. Sometimes people tell this to me before I start discourses. Don't bother us with your discourse. Just let us close our eyes and contemplate. What is the most powerful sense that you have? Point it. Point the most powerful sense you have to me. Like this, right? It is your ears. Many of you pointed to your eyes. Your eyes are limited in the sense that they've never seen Mars before, correct? But your ears have as if experienced Mars. If you hear a news report about it, if someone describes that to you, our ears are more powerful than our eyes. And this is why in Sanatana Dharma, our authentic scripture is known as Shruti. Yes? That Sanatana Dharma is still thriving because this is an oral tradition. Hence the emphasis on don't bother people with your words. Anudvega. This word anud can also be interpreted as a dukkha. Dukkha means bad space or sadness. A dukkha means good space or happiness. There's already enough sadness in society. Do you agree? There's already enough bad space in schools. Every day we find out about that. This starts to filter into our own minds. To be vigilant of whether you're bothering others. And if you are bothering others, if you're following this deeply, that means you're bothered, no? Why would you bother someone if you yourself are not bothered? So how do we not bother others? Our words should be satyam. They should be priya, and they should be hita. Satya, priya, hita. What does satya mean? Truthful. Priya, beautiful. Hita, useful. You already know this, correct? I've shared this with you so many times. So tell me, how are you practicing this? How are you practicing this in college, in your workplaces, with your spouse? Here's a suggestion. A way that satya can be incorporated into our communication is to exaggerate less. I would be the first person to share that exaggeration is humorous. I grew up watching The Simpsons. The Simpsons is such an exaggeration-filled show, sarcasm-filled show. But to exaggerate less, especially when you're speaking to diverse people, because not everyone understands that exaggeration. Yes? I realized this actually in the Tuesday class. One of our young adults had asked, in one of the classes I had shared, you should be interested but unaffected by your thoughts, by your experiences. So he asked me, how do you do that? And I said, look around at the 200 students in this class. They're all interested, but totally unaffected by anything I've shared in this class or in any class that I share for years. And I think most people got it, but I try to tune in with the students, but some of the students, I feel, took that too harshly. I sort of meant it, sort of didn't mean it, but I wouldn't say it in such a harsh way. You're following me. With such a large group and diverse group, less exaggeration. If you're speaking to your spouse or your sibling like that, that's cool. Priya. How do we practice priya? To be less standoffish. Less standoffish. Often when we speak, we feel like we rule the world, isn't it? We're not relatively right, we are absolutely right. And you should be honored that I'm even speaking to you. So we become standoffish then. So again, our tone is not beautiful, it's quite ugly. It's jarring. So to be less standoffish, and the implication of that is, you don't have to say you're sorry so much. And other people don't have to say, you're forgiven so much. Finally, hita. How do you practice your words being more useful? Less complaining. Less complaining. Obviously, you should be honest. If you can be more honest, when was the last time that anyone actually acted on your complaint? Whether it's your family member or your professor or your manager, who's actually acting on your complaint? In which case, what you're saying is completely useless. Useless for them, useless for you. So less complaining. Got it? This is applied Gita. We don't just want to throw out words, satya, priya, hita. This is what we learn in class. How are you doing it? This is how we can practice this. Now we're practicing it. We go to the third quarter. Swadhyaya and abhyasa. What does swadhyaya mean? Self-analysis. Abhyasa, self-practice. Now that you have a framework with which to communicate, you should analyze if you're actually following this advice or not. And then you'll practice. And when you practice, will you be perfect? Eventually, but not right now. So you have to come back to that swadhyaya. In English, what this would look like is reconciliation. Reconciliation, I'll show you how this looks like in a workplace. You have a meeting, and before you go to the next meeting, what do? What happened in this meeting? What were the main thoughts? What are my action items? Because if you don't reconcile that meeting, what happened in that meeting? It was a waste of an hour, correct? Find your own parameters to see if you're incorporating this into your communication. For me, as a public speaker, every formal discourse, whether it's a Jnanayagna or our Applied Gita class, I actually give myself a number. I give myself a percentage on how in tune I was with what I wanted to share, what I wanted to teach. How many of you knew that I did that? Okay, I'll show you. It'll be hard for you to see this, but can you see those numbers? You see there's the date and then there's a 90, yes? There's the date and then there's an 80. There's today's date and there's no number. Here's my parameter, okay? And you find your own. You can use mine too if it makes sense to you. 60% is garbage. Garbage, meaning, I don't know, it's garbage. In our happy hour class yesterday, we were talking about taking out the trash in our minds. I was speaking to the grade 5 through 8 class, and I was sharing with them that journaling is a great way to let go of he said, she said that happens through the day. And I don't think they were really in tune with it. So then I described to them our garage. See, we have 2 kids at home. One's 2.5 and one is 6 months old. And what do they do all day? They eat and poo. And where does that poo go? Into a diaper that goes into that garage. So post garbage day, it's a garage. But as the days go on until garbage day, it ferments and it becomes toxic, where, you know, you have to wear a bodysuit just to go in there. So that's 60%. Got it? Now you'll always remember the diapers in the garage. 70% is going. Going means it happened, but there's nothing to remember about that. Almost like an uninteresting personality at a party. You saw them, but you have no idea who invited them or why they're there. Yes? Okay. 80% is good. 80% is good, where what you wanted to teach or communicate and what you actually did, there is mostly an overlap there. 90%. In a faith-based way, is Gurudev, or in a secular sense, is great. What you shared was almost perfect. So this is a parameter I use to reconcile, is what I'm saying, Satya Priya Hita. So I felt last class was not as strong for me as the class prior. All of this is a form of samskriti. Remember I told you, those who act in a random way, all that they're doing is vikriti. There's a devolving or a destruction of who they are. But those who are living intentionally, carefully, meaningfully, then that's samskriti. They're building themselves up. The last quarter shares, vangmayam tapa ucchate. Ucchate, this is said to be tapa, discipline, practice, burning of one's comfort zone, burning of complacency, vangmayam of one's speech. There's disciplines of the body, there's disciplines of the eye, there's disciplines of the intellect. This is discipline of the speech, and that's what our focus is, communicating. Yes? I'm going to share one more reference with all of you, and then we'll complete the shloka. According to our shastras, our history, the first raja who organized, the first leader who organized, I don't know what to call it, but urban development. This is a city. This is a village. This is where someone should live. This is where there should be a community hall and a sewer and so on. This should be a hierarchy with these people look after this and so on. His name is Raja Prithu. Raja Prithu. Raja Prithu was sharing with his citizens. He's the Raja, they're the Praja. And one way that his speaking is described, I'll read that to you. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, for your reference. It's the fourth skanda, the 22nd adhyaya, the 17th shloka. Prutostat suktama karnya saram sushtu mitam madhu smayamana iva pritya kumara pratyuch kumara pratyuvachaha. Which means Raja Prithu, what he said was listened to. And what he said was saram, remember these words, these are the key words, saram, sushtu, mitam, madhu. We've actually covered three of these. Speaking like this, smayamanam iva pritya, all of the listeners had a smile on their face. They felt cheer inside of them. Kumara pratyuvachaha, and then they responded. So how should an ideal communicator speak? Saram. Saram means what they share should be essential. This is like satya. Then sushtu. Sushtu means relevant. This we would call as hita. We'll skip over mitam and go to madhu. Madhu means honey, sweet. That's like priya. And then the fourth discipline on how to be not a good communicator, but a great communicator is mitta. And what does mitta mean? Measured. They know when to speak, how much to speak, and on and on and on. So I wanted to add that detail to this verse that we're studying on communicating. Let's read together. Anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyayabhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate.
The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center is a nonprofit dedicated to restoring the sovereignty of Native nations and safeguarding Native women and their children through the development of educational materials, programs, direct technical assistance, and the development of local and national policy. This year, Chinmay Mission Niagara's Elevate Her Story campaign is supporting the efforts of the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Visit our campaign page for Elevate Her Story 3 at chinmayaniagara.com for details on offering your generosity.